This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden on Thursday announced a new six-point plan to combat the surge in recent weeks of Delta variant coronavirus cases and deaths, including sweeping vaccine mandates and other measures. President Biden ordered federal workers and contractors, workers in hospital settings and healthcare settings, and any employee of a company with more than 100 workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus as part of a new effort to control the infectious disease. It was not immediately clear if Biden's order offering, or rather covering, federal workers and contractors would allow for exceptions for those seeking religious or medical exemption from vaccination. Some companies are already requiring their workers to get vaccinated or lose their jobs. The Los Angeles Board of Education voted to require students 12 and older to be vaccinated against the coronavirus if they attend in-person classes in the nation's second largest school district. The board voted on Tuesday. The vote, that is, makes Los Angeles by far the largest of a very few small number of districts with a vaccine requirement. Under the plan for Los Angeles, students 12 and up who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities need to be fully vaccinated by the end of October. With no mask in sight and concerts drawing tens of thousands, Denmark on Friday will no longer require vaccine passports in nightclubs, ending its last COVID restriction. The vaccine passports were introduced in March of this year when Copenhagen slowly started easing restrictions. They were abolished at all venues on September 1st, except in nightclubs, where they will no longer be necessary from Friday. On Saturday, a sold-out concert in Copenhagen will welcome 50,000 people, a first in Europe. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Taliban authorities allowed a Qatari charter flight to leave for Doha from Kabul Airport Thursday, the first flight for evacuees to take off since the United States ended its military operation in Afghanistan on August 31st. News organizations are reporting the flight carried 113 passengers, among them 43 Canadians, 13 Dutch nationals, according to their foreign ministries. Qatar's special envoy said there may be another flight Friday, and people should feel that this is normal. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with Qatar leaders seeking support for the evacuation of Americans and at-risk Afghans left behind in Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover. The U.N. Special Envoy for Afghanistan is urging the world to unite to prevent the economic collapse of the country, to address fears the Taliban's Islamic State may spread to its neighbors, and to fight terrorism. Deborah Lyons told the UN Security Council Thursday the Taliban have visibly welcomed and sheltered al-Qaeda members and that Islamic State extremists remained active and could gain strength. Hong Kong police charged the group that organizes the city's annual candlelight vigil marking the 1989 Tiananmen crackdown and three of its leaders with subversion under the national security law. Two of the leaders of the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China are already serving jail terms for their roles in unauthorized protests in 2019. The third leader, together with four others, were arrested this week and charged with failing to comply with the requirement to provide information for a national security investigation. The U.S. government is suing the southwestern state of Texas to try to block its new law that bans abortions in the state after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, the most restrictive anti-abortion statute in the country. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Justice Department is bringing the lawsuit against the country's second largest state and that it has a duty to uphold the rule of law. He said also all provisions of the law concerned him. The Supreme Court on a 5-4 vote last week allowed the law to take effect, a decision praised by anti-abortion advocates looking to eventually overturn the court's 1973 decision declaring that women in the U.S. hold a constitutional right to have an abortion. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.